How do you actually decide your future? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me and how to work with me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And I came into this New Year's Day episode kicking and screaming, my friends. I hate the talk about New Year's resolutions, and I hate the puffed up sort of badassery messaging that entrepreneurs love to spout about at the beginning of Q1 of a new year. Like, I think we get a little too full of ourselves sometimes, and it's entirely too obnoxious. And I avoided planning content for this day. I actually have content for like the next 5 days already planned out. And for the longest time, my January 1st day block on my content calendar was just empty. Finally, I asked myself a question. What's the uncensored version of what it is you would tell people on New Year's Day, even if it's not appropriate, not convenient, or nobody cares about it? And when I gave it that caveat and I sort of removed all pressure and I removed all expectation and I stopped telling myself stories about how I was supposed to show up and what I was supposed to say was, you know, if we're really going to get real about what it means to have a fresh start. And again, the first thing I'm going to tell you, my friends, is I don't think you have to wait till New Year's Day for this. And if you have been unhappy since June and you just decided to slog through the second half of 2018 until you could start fresh in January, shame on you. Because at any point in time when our lives are not working the way we want them to, when we are on a road we don't think is going to take us where we want to go, we get to say, nope, not so much. This is not how my story is going to end. And one of the things that I don't like about New Year's resolutions is because that's all they are. They're promises, they're goals, they're aspirations. And I know that for some people, they work, they motivate, and they inspire. And some people absolutely take their New Year's resolutions and run with them. But so often, people just take that energy and they use it until they're done with it. And if they're lucky, it lasts them until the end of January, but sometimes it doesn't even see its way into February. And suddenly it's just a memory of like, oh, that was nice. Or yeah, that was, you know, that was nice to think about, but it's not real life. And I think that goals and resolutions are just so easy to abandon. And if I was not going to drink the entrepreneurial Kool-Aid, if I was going to kind of tow my own boat and, you know, for better or worse, and kind of put myself on the ledge, what is it that I want to say to you today? I want to tell you that you get to decide your life. You get to decide your future. That the life you want starts with you and the choices you make. That you can't set goals. You have to make a decision. You have to say, this way of moving through the world isn't working for me. This way of engaging in my relationships isn't leading me to a place where I'm really content, happy, satisfied, and fulfilled in my relationships. I haven't really been taking care of myself, my mental health, my mindset, my body, and it's not working for me. It's getting in the way, and I am deciding that I want more. Or you're going to say, you know what? Life has been good. I'm happy. I have a family. I have a job. Things are, you know, things are going really well. And, you know, all things are good, but like, I think I'm ready to try my hand at a new activity. I think I might be ready to try something new. Or, you know, perhaps after listening to other people start their side hustles, maybe this is the year I decide to start one. But you get to look at your life and say, like, nope, haven't come this far to only come this far. That was how I got through into California. That was my mantra towards the end of 2017 when I was thinking about everything I had done, all the daring greatly I had done. And I was like, nope, not so much. I haven't come this far to only come this far. That you don't have to be sitting in like the shitter pile to want a new beginning. Nor do you have to be like already crushing it and accomplishing amazing things to go and want more. You can be wherever you are, as you are, and make a choice that you want more. That you want less of something, that you want more of something, that there's not enough of this in your life, or there's not enough of that, or you're doing too much of this and not enough of that. At any point in time, my friends, you get to take stock. You get to say, like, I'm looking at the way I spent my 2018 and I'm not so impressed. I see all the empty holes I didn't fill. I see all of the shadows I put myself in. I see all of the opportunities where I didn't stand under a light and say, here I am, world, come and get me. Because if you didn't go all in with your life, you get to decide that didn't work out so well for you. And you can go all in now. You get to decide now what's working, what isn't, and what do you need to be doing differently. It's that basic. What are the steps? What are the things? What are the, you know, what are you willing to do for what it is you want? You know, one of the things I used to talk about when I did couples counseling is that, like, we don't have to want to meet our spouse's needs. We don't have to want to do whatever it is they ask. We don't have to agree that it needs to be done. But are we willing to do it? Because when you engage in a relationship with somebody, like, that's what's going to be called upon us. We are going to have to do things we don't want to do. So the question I used to guide couples towards is, are you willing to do this? Are you willing to show up for me? Is this, you know, something you're willing to do? So when we use this for ourselves and our relationships with our own lives and our own businesses and our own aspirations, what are you willing to do for what you want? And then you decide to do it. You get out of your own damn way. If there's something you need to learn, you go and learn it. If there's help you need to ask for, you go and ask for it. If there's help that you need to accept, you go and accept it. But you say, what am I willing to do for this dream? Am I willing to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning for my side hustle? Am I willing to, you know, pinch the wallet a little bit and say no to extras so that I can leave my 9 to 5 a couple of months early? What am I willing to do for what it is I want? And if you don't know what you want, then you owe it to yourself to spend some time getting crystal clear on that. What isn't working? What do you want more of? When you close your eyes and you think about where you want your life to be in another year from now, what's in it? What is no longer in it? And what are you going to do to set yourself up for success? This isn't about making empty promises. This isn't about losing the next 10 pounds. This isn't about instilling daily habits. This is about what you are going to decide to do for the life you want. It is your future and you get to choose. We do not have any control over what happens to us. We do not have any control over the stressors, the struggle, and the suffering that finds us. But what we do in response to that is entirely up to us. And you get to choose a new ending for every chapter and every story. But my friends, it starts with you. It doesn't start with a motivational quote. It doesn't start with listening to Gary Vaynerchuk on repeat. It doesn't start with just empty promises. It starts with decisions. So buckle up. What are you deciding? How is your life going to be different? And what is the first step you need to take toward getting there? And then get this podcast out of your ears and go and get it done. Not before, preferably. If you have any questions about how to do that for your particular life or your particular business, feel free to send me questions over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com, because again, you're not supposed to have all the answers or know the specific way. You just have to be willing to find out, and I can help you get there. And then it helps me come up with content and ideas for the show. We're going to set this year on fire, my friends. I know that that's what I'm deciding to do, that we haven't come this far to only come this far. So you got to look at your life, and you got to look at the business you want, the goals you have for yourself, the promises you're making, and what has been decided. That's where I leave you for today. I look forward to talking to you next time when the pressure's off on the most inspiring content ever. Thanks so much for the new year. I will talk to you later. Bye for now.